Psalm 30, verse 1 says this, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. And of course, this is a psalm of David. And the Hebrew word there, extol, is the word we would say room. They roll their R's a little bit, but that means to lift up, right? To extol is to lift up. And why do we want to extol the Lord, right? Why would we want to extol the Lord? There are many reasons we can say we want to lift up the Lord. First of all, He's our healer, right? He heals us, not just from physical ailments, but also from sin. My goodness, that was a big healing, wasn't it? And set us in the right path. So notice verse 2, it says, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. And then if you notice here in verse 3, the Lord keeps us from the pit. O Lord, thou hast brought me up, my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. He says, verse 4, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So God is a holy God, and God wants us to reflect on his holiness. And we thank the Lord because that's what was able to remove our sins. His holiness, his righteousness is what redeems us. Verse 5 says this, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And what does that mean? Well, sometimes we get chastened by the Lord. The Bible tells us that all the children of God, all those that belong to him, he chastens and corrects them. And sometimes we deserve it, right? Sometimes we step out of the way of the Lord and he chastens us. But the good news is that his anger endures but for a moment. The Israelites, when they were being freed, they had seen 10 miracles, did they not, in Egypt when God had freed them. And they no longer get out into the desert, and what do they start doing? They start complaining. They start bickering. They start saying, Moses, you brought us out here to die. And who were they looking to, the Israelites, at that moment? They weren't looking to the Lord. They were looking to what they were seeing. And so God wants us to realize it's important to not look at what we see, but we look at the Lord. Because everything that we see is not really everything the way that it's going to be. This world's not going to be here forever. Right. And yet people treat it like it's going to be here forever. And they live in it like they're going to be in it forever. And yet that's not the case. Everything on this side of eternity is temporary. And so the anger of the Lord is not long in lasting as far as towards the children of God. He corrects us for our good, right? All things work together for our good. And so he says his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And there's many reasons why we cry, is there not? Things happen in our life that are upsetting, that are difficult. Losing family members, that's not a very joyous occasion. And yet, if they know the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have the assurance we'll see them again.
Right.
And so, even the hardships that we feel on this side of eternity for a moment, even though it feels like, boy, it's going to be forever, right? The Lord's been saying he's going to come, and things are certainly heating up over in the Middle East over there. I don't know exactly what all that means, because the Bible says that there's going to be wars and rumors of war and things of that nature taking place. But then he says, but the end is not yet. Right? The end is not yet. So you got a lot of people saying, look what's going on in the Middle East. Yeah, I see it. But the end is not yet. Right? But the end is not yet. But the end's coming. And exactly where that happens, when the Lord comes, nobody knows. Right? Don't even bother with people to say, the Lord's getting ready to come back because, forget about it, they don't know. They don't know. There's nobody knows, but the Lord himself knows when the time is ready. And he's going to tell his son, go get your bride. And he's going to come, he's going to catch away the church, the bride of Christ. And then the focal point is going to be on Jacob. It's going to be the time of Jacob's trouble on Israel. And the Lord will be dealing with Israel. And of course, the people that are here on earth. So, there's a moment of sorrow. There's difficulties, but they don't last forever. And joy is going to come in the morning. One day there's gonna come a morning that is never gonna end. Amen. There'll be no more darkness, no more night. There'll be daylight with the Lord, and that'll be something to understand. It says here in verse 6, it says, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. That's a good place to be, right?
Yes.
In our relationship with the Lord, we should not be moved. Lord, By thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. So what happens is sometimes, you know, everything gets going good, and we can forget about the Lord. But then the Lord will allow a little bit of trouble into our life. Why? What happens when there's a little bit of trouble? We start calling upon the Lord, don't we? Lord, I need you now. And so it's important that we call upon the Lord, but it's also good to know that God, in His mercy and His grace, will allow a little bit of trouble that we might have His attention and we might look to Him. He says, verse 8, I cry to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? And of course the answer is no. So God wants us to be His witnesses, does He not?
Yes.
His testimony of what? The goodness of God.
Yeah.
And that's something God wants to share, His goodness with us, so that we can tell others of the goodness and mercy of God. Verse 10, He says, Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Do we not need the mercy of the Lord? Yes, we do. He says, Lord, be Thou my helper. And sometimes we forget we need the help of the Lord to keep everything in the right perspective. You know, this world has a pull on everybody. Does it not? It will pull us. It can. How much of a pull does it have on us? Well, it has such a pull, it can keep us from calling upon the Lord. It has such a pull on us that it could keep us from seeking the Scriptures. You know, it's important when we open up the Word of God that we don't just read a chapter a day to keep the devil away, but that we read the Word of God in such a way and ask the Lord, what are you trying to say to me personally? What are you trying to communicate to me? Because if not, then we can just become pharisaical. We can just do our little duty a day, you know, of reading the Bible and doing our little prayer, and our lives never get changed. Our lives never transform to the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can become self-assured and not God-assured. God wants us to have our assurance in Him and our dependence on Him. And so as we see the Lord, as we call upon the Lord, and as we see Him working in our lives, He whets our appetite to say, this is what you want in my life. Not just a disciplinary action of opening up the Word of God and doing the things that I'm supposed to do, but that I have an intimate relationship with you and that you are real in my life and that you're transforming. Is that what the work of God is, the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He to transform us how? To whose likeness? To His likeness. He's to transform our life. And so we should be looking for the transforming work of God in our hearts and minds. Not just we can become religious as a saved child of God, and you know, the world might say, oh look, they're a religious person, this is what they do on a ritualistic basis. But more important than that is that we have a heart for God, right? That we be like David, a man after God's own heart, that He can guide into His way. So in verse 11, two verses left here, he says, Thou hast turned me from my mourning into dancing. The Lord has done that. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. God girds us with gladness. Last thought. To the end, that my glory may sing praise to Thee. So David is saying, you know what I glory in? Singing praise to my God.
Amen.
To the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. Not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee. He said, forever.
Amen.
Forever. I'll give thanks on this side of eternity. And will we not give thanks to the Lord when we stand before His throne forever and ever? What is going on in heaven today? Are people praying or praising the Lord?
Praising.
They're praising God. Why are they praising the Lord? For all the things that He has done for them.
Amen.
And can they not see better than you and I all the things that He has done for all of us when they're right there in the presence? Look at all the things and the mercy and grace of God. And who would say, you know, I deserve to be here. I'm such a good person. I deserve to be here. None of us can say that. But we praise the Lord for His mercy and His grace, because none of us would be there without that, would we? And so God says, we have great occasion to lift up our hearts and our minds towards God and say, what a great God. Say, God, You are worthy of my praise. you are worthy for me to start my day, to stop my day, to interrupt my day, and praise your holy name. So let's go before the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you so much for your word, the understanding that it breaks our hearts and minds, the reminders, Lord. May we never forget you, Lord. May we call upon you to be ever before us, Lord, that we might follow after you and watch and call upon you to work in our lives to change us like the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless as we depart from here, and bless, Lord, as the men gather together to make decisions and guide them, and bless Northwood Baptist Church for the good pastor, the one that you have. May they seek you in seeking the man that you have for them, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.